At that time, we were so hopeful of bringing the disadvantaged children into the mainstream of our world, and we pinned such hopes on the fact that if children could only be helped before they entered school to be prepared for the learning process, that children who had not received such stimulation in their own home, we felt we were going to solve one of our major educational problems. And many people felt this way. And these 100 volunteers came to a course which lasted, I can't remember whether it was 7, 8, or 10 sessions, taught by a very fine black social worker named Shirley Butler Scott, who gave us a course in black home life and black culture, which was considerably ahead of its time. And it was a few years later that many such articles and many speakers and writers on the subject of what black community life was like were coming into focus for the white community. But Shirley's condensed 10-week course was as fine as any I later read, and was a real eye-opener to me, and gave me personally, as well as those who participated, a real preparation for the kinds of movements which occurred in the late 1960s.
How did you become interested in the Reisenstein School?
Hold on a minute. Oh. Stop. I tried, this program, by the way, eventually was succeeded by the well-known, nationally funded Head Start program, which had many supporters, but also had limitations when the kinds of concerns expressed by the teachers for 3- and 4-year-olds were not carried through the entire school system. I became convinced that the solution of the black problem in this country was the most important problem of all to be solved, and have and still feel that way, so that all my activities have in some way, aside from something special like the oral history program, all of my activities have in some way been related to trying to obtain equality for blacks without backlash feelings against them, to somehow educate and ameliorate community tensions. I did feel in 1964 that answers and directions were a lot clearer than I feel in 1979, but in those days the basic programs were accepted and established by this country, nationally and locally. And the fact that they have not provided all the answers is why we're somewhat at sea now, because the programs were accepted, and the realization of how complicated the problems are makes me less certain about where the next moves should be, but I think tremendous progress has been made in this country, and I'm very proud of the way America's dealt with this problem. My knowledge of what was happening in the preschool world in Pittsburgh gave me some real thrills when I first visited Israel in 1966, because the Israeli problem is to include into the total Israeli culture the people whom they refer to as the Oriental people, who had come from the Arabian countries, and who, in relation to the European Jews in Israel, were in exactly the same position as the black people were in relation to the whites in our country. Some of the problems are identical and remain identical there, in absorbing into a Western-oriented culture a people who have lived in a totally different world, even though in Israel they're from the same people. And many Jews don't like to hear how clear that similarity is, but to me it's very clear.
Where did you go from your interest in Head Start? What was your next great interest in?
Well, in council then, I moved up to become vice president of community services and then president of council. At the same time that I was president of council, I was involved in an organization in Pittsburgh called Women in Community Service, which had been started by a national council, diocesan women, Protestants United Protestants, those names are slipping me, and the National Council of Negro Women. On a national scale, the four organizations incorporated to serve the United States government in the first such arrangement ever made, where a contract was signed between the Office of Economic Opportunity and these four volunteer women's organizations, because it was our only way of getting women into the job corps, which had been established just for men. And the presidents of the local organizations met together. It started with the previous president, Estelle Kushner, when I was vice president. And when she left, I went on to that executive group. And there again, with the opening of the Women's Job Corps and the Men's Job Corps, there was tremendous excitement in the community that we had truly found a solution to people who came from deprived, difficult home circumstances. We were going to take them out of these bad situations, put them in a good, healthy Job Corps situation, and teach them a trade and enough education for them to be able to be on their own when they return. Again, the hopes were higher than the realizations, but there were many successes in the program. And again, hundreds of volunteers came from those four organizations in the city to work day and night to do the processing for the application of those girls go into the Job Corps. And it was interesting that the processing of the girls' applications was always much more personal, more detailed, with far greater preparation than was ever done for the men in the Job Corps. However, problems arose in group life, and there was a concerted opposition in this country to the Job Corps centers, on the part of people who very unfairly maligned them. The detractors did highlight some very real problems, such as homosexuality in the Job Corps and collections of young people who then became prey to drug dealers and prostitution kinds of things, which they were subject to all the time in their own house. But the Job Corps still exists, but the great euphoria and the great push was ended when the Republicans came into office and really took away a great deal of the funding for the Job Corps. The Job Corps are now making some kind of comeback. This is many years later. But it is not much of a volunteer effort, although council was still active in the cities where the volunteer effort continued. It kind of died in Pittsburgh, where the labor unions took over the recruitment. But from that, from a very close working relationship with the women from the other organizations, I became very close to the staff of the YWCA in Pittsburgh, which had offered not only its staff time but its facilities for the girls who were going to the Job Corps. And at that time, the woman with whom I was working most closely, Hermine Munter, who became the next, who subsequently became the president of the YWCA, urged me to go on to the YW board. I was not the first Jewish woman on the YW board. They had always had some representation in the past. Not a great deal, maybe one or two, three people throughout their history. And I hesitated very much and met with several people on the executive committee of the Y to discuss my joining in terms of my being Jewish. And they talked to me about the history of the Y and the fact that there has for many years been a great division within the YW nationally on whether the word Christian should remain in the organization and whether the purpose as expressed contained too much Christian orientation. But they assured me that they would see my joining as an asset and a need for them to reach out to other people. I greatly admired the YWCA, which at that time was and remains the most committed organization in the area for trying to deal with racism, committed volunteer organization. I did go onto the board and was immediately given some very great responsibility in bringing the Y membership and its board into a recognition of what the implications were of individual racism and institutional racism. And I was chairman of some rather large seminars on the subject and also of a very intensive survey of the why of the structure within the Pittsburgh YWCA that might be tending to continue racism. I greatly admired the YW for what it did to itself at that time and at great risk, both in the community and for the loss and for the criticism of some of its own members, most of whom did remain with the Y, even though they had reservations about the direction in which it was heading. I had been president of I didn't join the Y board, however, until I completed my presidency of council. I attended a regional meeting in Louisville, which was engaged in its big dinner at the end of the convention the evening that Martin Luther King was killed. We happened to have had a black woman who was a speaker at the dinner. It became a very emotional evening, and on the way back to Pittsburgh there was talk on the radio of riots in various cities along the way and in Pittsburgh itself. Though our riots, I do think, in Louisville were minimal compared to many other cities. But I remember coming to a council board meeting. It was very close to the end of my term. And asking the board to kind of pledge itself, to commit itself to engaging as far as it could in this terrible struggle for equality for the black community. And the council at that time, it was an emotional period, kind of made that commitment. However, the reaction in the Jewish community in Pittsburgh as well as in other cities, when the rioting took its toll of Jewish businesses in the black community, the attitude of Jewish organizations, which had been most forward and liberal and understanding and eager to help bring equality to the black community, this attitude was became a little more ambivalent. And the New York school teachers' strike, which occurred around that time, also pitted the Jewish community against the black professional community, as well as the black community. There became some real competition for jobs and places between Jews and blacks. I don't know if people in the future will remember what a serious effect the New York school teachers' strike had on Jewish attitudes toward the blacks. Jewish leadership remained, and I think by and large, most Jews remain committed to equality. And Jewish leadership has continued to be in the forward part of this movement. However, there was a definite pulling back on the part of many Jews and a tempering of our support. And Council at that time, I think, lost its forward thrust in that area. And there were many people within Council who had been hurt by the riots. It was very understandable. But within many Jewish organizations, there was a desire to turn inward and to help Jews and to be concerned about Jewish education and Jewish problems. And somehow I felt there were plenty of Jewish volunteers who would be engaged in this. Many of the situations I had great sympathy with, but my own interest was in the larger question of black and white relationships in America. And I found myself devoting far more time to the activities going on at the YWCA than I was devoting to Jewish community situation. My husband had been president of the Jewish Federation. I felt our family was thoroughly represented there, and my interest was in this broad community situation. So I was on the Y board for 8 consecutive, very exciting, stimulating years, and then rotated off, as the rule is in that organization. And in the year that I was off, some of the total white thrust also became diluted. Some of the problems of the school integration and really people's deep reservations about that affected all the organizations, including the Y. We're still in the middle of that, and I do think the hard times for Pittsburgh are ahead of us. But I've remained, to a large extent, associated with the places where people are making an effort to try to make the school situation better. Somewhere along this period, I was invited onto the Urban League board, and am at present its first vice president and chairman of the Committee on Education.
Is that the Urban League?
The Urban League of Pittsburgh.
And are you also a vice president of the YWCA?
No longer. That term is over.
But you were
I was the vice president of the YWCA.
Where I was? Yeah. That's a position of some interest.
What is a position of some interest?
Being first vice president of the Urban League, because most of the time, I'm not sure whether all the time, they've always had a black president. And when I was asked to be first vice president, I was told it was the token white position, which had been occupied before me by Elsie Hillman and Senator Hines. There was some other illustrious person. I found it very interesting to be in that company. It is a very interesting board, and as with the Y board, it has given me an opportunity to meet extraordinarily fine people throughout the community, and I feel much the better for having been able to participate in this way.
What other boards are you on?
Well, I'm on the Louise Child Care Board, and was asked to be on that because there was a very close relationship between two of the presidents of the YWCA who were also presidents of the Louise Child Care Center, and they invited me on, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. It is, we think, the children's center and the organization supervising children and individual family foster daycare homes. It is the organization providing the highest standards around, and therefore is a...
I don't understand exactly what they do.
Oh, well, the Child Care Center on Aiken Avenue is a center for 30 three- and four-year-olds who come early in the morning and stay all day until the mothers pick them up from work. But the point is, they are not a babysitting organization. They have very high standards of educating the children to the extent that 3 and 4 year olds can be educated in living. I'm not talking about reading and writing, but about developing and encouraging their greatest potential for developing as healthy individuals.
Do the parents have to be working?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I think that they all are, though.
Do they pay for
No, them? They do not have to be working. They can. There could be problems in the home which would lead to feeling that the child should be out of the home for the day and brought home the evening.
What other boards do you have?
I'm on WQED board. One that I don't think I've made too much of a contribution for, except in right now I did stimulate a commitment and a great interest in their part on dealing with the school desegregation issues which are coming up, and they're going to program very seriously on that in the very near future, programming with an attempt to influencing people to accepting a more integrated system, situation which I recognize is fraught with all kinds of dangers, but I think we need to make the effort.
The other board?
Although I'm not very hopeful of some of the results. I'm on the Allegheny County Board of Health, which I just joined a year ago, and I'm finding very interesting. We deal with pollution problems, codes and safety codes and so forth. I don't feel we've been called upon to make too many major decisions so far, but I think they're coming up in the near future, and I'm very interested in this. I'm on the Board of Community Services of Pennsylvania, which is the state coordinating agency for United Ways throughout the state, as well as a planning agency for meeting human needs in the social welfare field. And that meets in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Harrisburg. Has been an interesting experience, although it's difficult to get to some of the actual meetings. I've been on, I am on the Community Relations Council of the United Jewish Federation, and presently chairman of the subcommittee on domestic affairs, and also on a committee which relates to school problems. Everything always related to the large issues, which are the issues of our times, I think.
How did you become interested in Horizons Council?
I was invited when the Reisenstein School was built, it is now in its third year of operation. I was invited by Mrs. Newman, who had obtained some funding to have a group of community people representing various resources gather around that school to help it as much as possible in being a successful example of school integration. The school was built, as you know, between middle ground, between a white and a black neighborhood, Sproul Hill and Homewood, and the effort was to demonstrate the fine academic achievement and social benefits which would come from the great city. The school has been, I think, a very successful one, and in many ways the current year has been its best, but although it started with 50% white and 50% black kids, the number has shifted to a 70% black population, 30% white population, due to some of the pressures from the black community to get into a better school than they had in their neighborhood. And those pressures resulted in changing the 50-50 population which they started out with. And we are now dealing with some of the programs that are being proposed, and some of which are to be implemented in the fall, of further school desegregation through the magnet school plan. And I'm listening and learning at these meetings and able to say some things, but not able to voice much of my despair at achieving a truly integrated system, because busing has many difficulties. Neighborhoods do remain hostile, and the statistics from other cities where they have gone into an overall desegregation plan are showing a higher and higher proportion of black students, so that ultimately the effort is counterproductive.
You said magnet school.
The magnet school plan is a voluntary plan. It was created as a way of bringing about integration on a voluntary basis through the creation of such exciting, interesting, specialized programs in specific schools that people would choose to go to them no matter where in the neighborhood was.
Are there any other boards that we haven't mentioned before we start to talk about awards? What are the other boards that you're on?
I just went on to the board of the National Conference of Christians and Jews. And I'm on the board of visitors of the School of General Studies, University of Pittsburgh, and also the board of visitors of the Graduate School of Social Work, University of Pittsburgh. I'm an advisory board on one of Council's programs, which is incorporated separately, which is Friends Indeed, which is a program to provide volunteers to work with young women released from the United States Correctional Institution. I am, as far as the UJF was concerned, also on the board of the Urban Affairs Foundation, which is a committee of community relations. And I did just mention the Rosenstein Consortium, on which I have spent considerable time on various of its activities. I was director for a period, project director of Women in Community Service. That was in 1966, and that was the organization to recruit and screen girls for the Women's Job Corps. Oh, I was a charter member and was on the board for over 15 years of an organization called Opportunities Industrialization Center, which was formed after Reverend Sullivan in Philadelphia organized the first group of largely black members to train black people and white people, but largely black, to give them skills, job skills. He had a very successful program in Philadelphia, which then was started in other cities. And Pittsburgh was one of the first of the other cities, and possibly one of the best. The people who were first put on that board
were the presidents of, or representatives, at least elected representatives, from the 8 districts in Pittsburgh designated as eligible for federal aid due to poverty. And in addition to them were a number of people like myself who were engaged in programs for training.